We've just had an exchange of information from all the agencies, or a briefing. We've covered everything from the what's required to assist the people. We're aware that a lot of them are under a lot of stress out there. There's a bit of anger developing because people can't understand why they can't get their power on and their water on. There's perfectly good reasons for that. You'll notice there's no Water Authority representative here or Horizon Power representative, and that's a plus because it means they're out doing the work and getting things going. They see it very important. They'll be here later on, but they're out there doing their bit. They're the next cog in the wheel to make things happen. The rest of us are doing what we need to do. Main Roads, FISA, Department of Ag, they're all lined up ready to go as soon as the water goes down. It's the mental stability of the people, if you like, and I don't mean that they're going mad, but it means that they've been under a lot of stress for a long time, and we all handle that differently, and it's important that we give them the support they need to get that and to reassure them that whilst it's taking a little while, to just bear with us a bit longer because we'll make it happen for them. There was a very good press release this morning from Horizon Power, from their office, and they're working on it, and they were hoping to have the power on. And again, we've got to be careful about getting people's hopes up. The mains high tension power on to the Water Authority assets sometime this afternoon, and of course that will enable the low tension leads to go on to properties that have been declared safe. Each property of the, I think it's about 60 or 80 properties plus 160 plantations are going to need to be assessed separately. I think they mentioned 600 at one stage, but some of those are dry and they'll be able to tick them off pretty quickly, but there's at least a couple of hundred that need to be assessed for appliances and that have gone underwater. It's been food brought in overnight by air, and that's go on, and there's a list of essentials that's been distributed. You've probably all got a copy of that from FISA, and it's to do with the basic staples of life, bread and milk, tea and sugar, that sort of thing. And there's no problems about the fact that there'll be plenty of food. This is the biggest flood ever, you know, and this has happened. So let's not point fingers and start to blame people for things. The fact is this has happened. We've got to learn from this. And a lot of us have been saying for a long time that there are a couple of options that are a bit out left field, I suppose. About 3 or 4 years ago, before the last year's flood, the 2009 flood in January last year, it was suggested that some of the channels that have been flowing out of the top of the river, taking flood water off the top from about 50 k's out, have been blocked with buffel grass, which is an introduced grass for stock feed, and it has raised the banks of the river some places about a metre. And that flood water hasn't been able to get away and flood out across those floodplains further to the north and the south. And it's been suggested by local people that they, as part of the flood mitigation, they should be reopened. And it's only a matter of a relatively small amount of flood work. Now the Shire has, and the Shire staff over the years, last 3 or 4 years, have pressed that point, and when an agency doesn't want to do anything, it doesn't get done. Now we were told by Water that in one case, a channel that we believe would be worth looking at would be 6-7 kilometres of major earthworks. Well, I can tell you at the moment it's just going down and taking out 200 metres of main road, and that's in the Badalia Channel. So hopefully they'll listen to us a bit more carefully, and for a relatively small amount of money, we can alleviate and get the water away before it gets here, because once it gets here, we're going to deal with it. There's 160-odd plantations out there. 25 to 30% of them would have been totally inundated, so just take your number on that. There's 30 or 40 of those. Houses in Kingsford, we've seen footage, television footage of people sitting on roofs with their chooks and what have you. So I would suggest that in Kingsford area, most of those would have been affected, and I'm not sure how many houses are there, not counting the plantations, but there's probably about 50 or 60 houses out there, and of those, a great majority would have been inundated.